Hello everybody, it's Muse12.3 back in our video. The subject of this video is fear and fearing God. We as Christians should not be full of fear, we should not be fearful. We should not be afraid of the things of this world because that can blind us in our walk to follow the Lord. The Bible lists fear as one of the sins in Revelation 21 where it's talking about the lake of fire. In verse 8 it says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And the Bible teaches us that we should not have the spirit of fear within us. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The Bible also says concerning love in relation to fear in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 to 18, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." And then it says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." It says in Psalm chapter 56 verse 3 to 4, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." So an important part of trusting God is not fearing man, not fearing the things of this world. I mean, just think about it. What's the point in fearing just a simple man, somebody who's just like you, who can die, who can get diseases, who can be punished, who's nothing compared to God? God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, God is omnipresent. Okay, he has the power to destroy you and to give you eternal life. Okay, that's why the Bible distinguishes between fear of the world and the fear of God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." And then wise sayings in the Old Testament also point out the importance of fearing God. It says that the fear of God gives us wisdom. In Psalm chapter 111, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." It says in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." So those who don't trust that Jehovah is the ruler of the universe and have no understanding of God, they're not going to fear God. Okay, that's why the Bible also tells us that the fool says in his heart, "There is no God." Okay, it calls him a fool because you need to fear the Lord in order to have wisdom. The most important things of the universe cannot be understood without the Word of God, without the teaching of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 27, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death." Psalm chapter 86, verse 11 says, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name." And then in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Now that's a very powerful verse. Our duty is to fear God and to keep his commandments, which themselves go hand in hand. Okay, if one does not fear God, they have no reason to obey God. The thought in many people today of the world, people who aren't saved and even some people who are saved, is that they can go out and do whatever they want, indulge in any sin, because they're not afraid of the power of the Lord God Almighty, which he will inflict on them. They're not afraid of his punishments. A lot of them in this world don't even believe in God. That's why they don't fear him. That's why they're foolish. That's why they do these sins. Psalm chapter 112, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." But to those who refuse to obey God, the book of Hebrews tells us exactly what will happen to them. They will be judged. They will be punished by God. Hebrews chapter 10 talks about what will happen when a saved person chooses to willingly sin after salvation, that they will be smitten by God in judgment. They won't be sent to hell. They won't lose their salvation. They're already saved, but they will face the curses of God on this earth in his attempt to chastise us and discipline us. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30 to 31, "For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I mean, it certainly is. What can man do to us compared to what God can do? That's why Jesus said, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." God is unbeatable. He's greater than all. That's why he should receive fear alone. That's why only God is somebody who we should fear. We shouldn't fear the people of this world. Now, the Bible also says in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." This also shows us that fearing God is necessary for the multiplication of churches too. Again, as pointed out in Psalms and Proverbs, a fear which is of God causes us to be wise and to obey His commandments. So the reason why you don't see many churches growing and people being converted today is because there are too many Christians out there who don't actually fear God. They think that God will never punish them. They think that they can just do whatever they want. They think that grace is a license to sin. So the message of this video is that we should just fear God alone. We shouldn't fear the wickedness of man and the things of the world. Okay, nobody should fear me. I'm not going to fear anybody else. We should all fear God and give glory unto Him as well. Okay, we should rejoice in the fact also that we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who was sent to deliver us from death. That's why one of the reasons why we shouldn't be afraid of the things of this world. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Or in other words, don't worry about it. Okay, if you trust in the Lord, you'll be safe, so there's no reason to fear. Or as the New Testament says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So we should just put our trust in God and fear Him alone, not fear man. So that's the message of this video. It was a lot shorter than I thought it would be. I guess I read the verses kind of fast, but thank you everybody for watching, and goodbye.